वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of April 1975 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
People are throbbing, chatpata. Just like when you take a piece from the water and put it in the land.
Throbbing.
Yeah. That is the right one?
Yes.
All politicians, political parties, nobody is in peace. Simply throbbing. Making this party, making that party, combining this party, anti-government troops, and these guys. There's no other reason.
No solution.
Big leaders. Navigana, see. Mami, Bhav, Paramabhayam, Buddha, all these rascals, they do not know. The background is there. Solution should come from me. Krishna says, Tumi gunai bhavi mohita. But they will not take this solution. They will make simply start a plan. To come to this point, Mamibha, there is no solution. Now, at least for me, this Krishna consciousness movement is no more theoretical, it is practical. I can solve all problems.
The people don't want to accept any austerity, though.
Hmm?
The people won't accept any austerity.
Then you must suffer from the disease. If you have got disease, you must undergo. What is this austerity? Huh? Where is the austerity?
If they don't accept the medicine, then they can't be cured.
Then you must suffer. A man diseased and he doesn't want to take medicine, then what is it? He must suffer. Where is the cure?
They say we're the ones who are diseased.
Huh?
They say we are the ones who are diseased. They say every one of us, we are diseased, not them.
Yeah. The deaf man thinks all others deaf. That means they are not even human beings, animals. They do not come to reason. So whether we are diseased or you are diseased, sit down, talk. That also they are not ready. Then, what we can do with the animals?
They say we are old-fashioned. They don't want to bother with this anymore.
Then why do you bother with the problem? Why do you bother with the problems of society? You bother, but you cannot make a solution. All over the world, the newspaper is full, simply throbbing.
So, Prabhupada, can you make them reasonable? If they're unreasonable, is there some way to make them reasonable?
They are reasonable. Man, every human being is reasonable. It is said, man is a rational animal. So when the rationality is not there, that means there is still enemy.
It is
very simple truth. There's, I am this body. I am seeking happiness. So why I am seeking happiness? If you simply discuss on this point, then we'll find that a man is ignorant. Why I am seeking after happiness? What is the answer? That's a fact. Everyone is seeking happiness. Why we are seeking happiness? What is the answer?
Because everybody's miserable and they don't like it.
That is the opposite way of expressing
it. Happiness
by nature.
By nature I am happy.
Yes, by nature I am happy. And who is happy? This body or the soul? Who wants happiness? I want to protect this body. Why? Because I am within this body. And if I go away from this body, who seeks for the happiness of this body? These common reasons, they have no sense. Why I am seeking happiness? I am covering this body because the body may not be affected by cold. Then why I am seeking happiness of the body from cold and heat? Because I am within thee. If I go away from the within the body, then there is no more seeking after happiness. Either you throw it on the street, or it is in extreme cold or extreme heat. It doesn't matter. Then who is seeking happiness? That they do not know. For whom you are so busy for happiness? That they do not. That's like cats and dogs.
But they think they have no time to chant the holy name.
Their philosophy is that in order to be happy, they have to work all day long.
That is your philosophy. You are rascals. But we are not working. Why don't you see our example? We are simply living happy.
They say we're living off their work.
Huh?
They work and we beg money from them, they say.
We don't beg money from them. We take their money in the way that they use it for bad purposes, so we take it for Krishna. They'll drink, they'll smoke, they'll have illicit sex and go to hell. Therefore, out of our humbleness, we have become beggar, just like a father asking the child, he has taken 100 rupees note and spoiled. My dear child, you are so nice. Why you are taking this? Give this. Take a lozenge, like that. We are not for their money. That's the wrong thing.
But they say this drinking and smoking, it's all right, but you are parasites because you're taking our money.
Huh?
They say
I'm not
right for
you. I kick on your face. I don't want your money. You are taking books from us and you are paying. Therefore, I have heard what this means. They may not say. I knew that they would say in the Western country. Therefore, I thought that without books it is not possible. So, why is claiming his money?
Huh? He says, because I work for it.
That's all right. But money, what is the standard of money? First of all, let us discuss this. Huh? What is the standard of money?
Work.
Of the whole?
Labor.
Huh?
Labor.
Gold.
Purchases
gold.
Happiness.
So have you created gold? How is your money? The gold is already there. You have stolen. You are thief. You are not laborer, but you are rascal thief. You will be punished for this gold. Is gold your property?
But they say that if the whole world follows our example, then the society
nobody
will be finished.
We do not follow that. Why there is struggle? Why they struggle? Why do you fight? Because you are all thieves. You want to steal God's gold, therefore you fight. Why do you fight? Why you declare war from one nation to another? Because you are all thieves. And you want to steal God's gold. Therefore there is fight. Why do you claim this is America, my land? Is it your land? Have your forefathers created this? Why you falsely claim that? What is the answer? You have stolen from another party, Red Indians, and you are now claiming, we are different. You are thieves. You are not even gentlemen. What do you think?
But they say God is up in heaven. What does he need with gold?
Huh?
They say God is up in heaven. What does he need with gold?
God is up in heaven? What is that?
Well, they say
because
God...
Because the master is in heaven or in some other place. Therefore, we shall steal.
They say God gave us the land to do what we want with.
No, God did not give you land. How do you think it is given to you?
So God put us here.
God has given to every living entity. You can say like that. Just like father. Father gives to all sons. Not that, a particular son. Why do you claim? Why do you slaughter the cows? They have got right. So many faults there are, but they are not reasonable, that is it.
We quote a verse from the Bible where it says that God has given man control over everything on this earth.
That control does not mean the government is in control, therefore government should kill only. All rascals, simply rascals. Control, that's all right. You are grown-up boys, human beings, so you should control, you should maintain them and take service from them. Not that you shall kill them. They interpreted that because under my control, the flesh shall kill. Yes. See how foolish they are.
See, the children are under control of the parents, but the parents don't kill the children.
Yes.
They protect. Yes. Control means protect.
Suffering for all these sinful activities, always throwing. See the newspaper? The newspaper is full of news. One side, everyone is in a restless condition, throbbing, and another news, sense getting. Yes.
Is it necessary for people to leave the cities and live in our varnashram situations in order to become happy?
You haven't got to leave anything, provided you understand Krishna consciousness. We are not after living or accepting. We are not after this. We are after understanding Krishna consciousness. What shall I leave? Suppose if I leave city, I come here. Still it is God's property. So what I leave? What I have got that I have to leave? Everything God's property. If you have something, then you can leave. But if you have nothing, what do you leave? This is another bogus. This is Mayavadi theory. Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mitha. Why Jagan, Mitha? If Brahma is Satya, Jagan is also Satya. They are trying to possess, and the Jnanis are trying to leave. Both of them are asking. Where is the question of possessing? It's stealing. I want to possess, but that thing does not belong to me. Therefore it is stealing. And the Jnanis are trying to give up, leaving. That's truth. Because anything, what you are going to leave? Both are in ignorance. The kurmis and jnanis, the yogis, simply Krishna conscious person, they are in knowledge. Before your birth, the land was there, the world was there, everything is there. Now, you came, then how do you possess? Before your birth, things were there. How do you possess? Unless you steal and cheat. What is the answer?
I have inherited it.
Huh?
They say that man inherits the property of his father, which is God.
That means you must obey your father, either he will kick. You are so rascal that you don't feel obliged to your father who has given you so much things. so many things. You are such a rascal. Therefore, you must be punished. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Sakali, Visharabhanda. And Naitandas Thakur says, the Karmis and Gyanis, they are simply drinking poison. Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, Sakali, Visharabhanda. And by drinking poison, they are suffering different species of life. Nana Jani Brahman Kare, Kodajya Bhakkhan Kare, and eat all nasty things. Tarjanna Adhapare Jaya. One who accepts either of these karmakanda and gyanakanda, he spoils his life.
If all the land belongs to God, then who decides who will distribute it to the people?
You don't distribute. You leave only, till the ground and take your food. What is the question of distribution? Whatever you can till, you take so much land. God has enough land. Why do you possess more? One acre of land is sufficient for producing your food. Why do you take more?
Nobody should own excessive.
No. Therefore, God's representative, king, is one. He'll divide. All right, you take this. That is king. King means God's representative. Naradeva. Therefore, according to Vedic scripture, the king is so respected, guru is so respected, father is so respected, because they give guidance. They lead Krishna consciousness like this. That is their duty. The king is simply planning how to collect taxes. This tax, land tax, sale tax, income tax, this tax, this tax. His only business is to plunder. Let him work and he shall take it. And everyone is, that is struggle for existence. I want to cheat you, you want to cheat me. That's all. And therefore that's all. There is no solution.
Who will decide who will be king?
Therefore the king is Evang Parampara system. The king, the original king is the sun god. Then his son, Manu, his son, Hikaku, everything is described. Why don't you see that?
But who would be the king today? If we establish such a system, who would become the king?
Nobody would be king. Everyone is king and fight. Yeah. That's all. Nobody is king. Everyone is a dog. And they're simply barking.
In Africa recently, one of the leaders has taken all the murtis and crucifixes from the churches and put his own statue.
Yes, sir.
He's banned all religions.
Yes, sir.
He's put his own statue there. The people should worship him. He's a disciple of Mao.
And because there is no king, therefore he's flourishing.
Yes.
Had there been any real king, he would have been killed immediately. Because there is no king, therefore in South India they are insulting the statue of Lord Ramchandra. Because there is no king. Everyone is king, democracy. What is this nonsense democracy? All over the world, the royalty is hereditary. Never elected. And it was hereditary, even Russia.
Yeah.
That is the system. Evam parampara
praptam.
And evam parampara praptam, who? Rajarsaya. They are king, but just like saintly person. That is king. Not a loafer class is elevated to the royal post. Rajarsaya. Although they are holding the post of a king for administration. They're just like Rishi. That is king.
In France, they went to the queen a long time ago and they said the people don't have bread. So she said, let them eat cake. They did not like this, so...
These are all stories. Don't indulge in stories. Just try to find out the real fact from Shastra.